Brian Thompson here, previewing Alta Aurelia baseball with Coach Dan Wendell. Dan, you've got several guys still busy with track and also golf, but hopefully so far so good as far as the preseason goes.
Yeah, well, we've been working pretty hard, and you know, it's always difficult this time of year trying to run practices, and it's kind of a hit or a miss. But you know, we've got some really athletic kids, and it's good for them, and it's good for the school, and we'll be all right. Looking forward to next week.
Well, you'll be all right, especially in the pitching category, I'm sure. Definitely a strength last year, and basically everyone on the staff returns.
Yeah, we really do. It was kind of the other day we were at practice, and we were working on some pickoff moves, and I looked over, and I think I had about 10, 11 guys standing over there. So, you know, we've got depth pretty much in every class, and, you know, we return everybody. So we're just kind of looking forward to a big year out of our pitchers. And, you know, we've been working hard in the offseason trying to build up some arm strength and get their velocities up a little bit. So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, really almost everyone is back in general, actually. So with that said, let's hear about some of your other core players for this season.
Well, basically last year we lost Jaden Van Berkom at first base, and you know, there's two, three guys we're looking at to kind of replace him. Jeremiah Ruby's been kind of working over there. Jacob Huseman, junior, and obviously our you know, how we go this season is going to depend on our seniors. You know, we have Ross Frederick back, Mitchell Fritch, Trenton Delp, and you know, we just have a really good core of seniors. I think there's five of them, so you know, that's a big plus for us. It's something we haven't had in the last couple of years, and we're looking for them to kind of lead us. You know, lead us down to a good season.
Well, the batting average last year collectively, I'm sure not really where you'd like it to be. How much better do you think you can be at the plate this season?
I think we're going to be quite a bit better. You know, and I think a little bit of that, you know, kind of falls on me, you know, maybe put a little too much pressure on them. And I think we've kind of just taken a, you know, we've been working hard as much as we can in practice and you know, just trying to let them get up there and swing and trying to go back to the basics a little bit and you know, trying not to get too much in their heads, I guess. Hopefully that'll work for us this year. You know, we bat 50, 75 points higher last year. We win 5-6 more ball games probably pretty easy. So, you know, I think that's going to be the question mark coming into the year, but I think we're going to be all right.
Well, even last year, and I'm sure that will continue, speaking of the stolen base, which I'm sure will be one of your great weapons again.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got some pretty fast kids, and obviously you see how many we've taken to the state track meet. You know, we want to continue the pressure and run bases and you know, make them throw us out, and that's kind of been our mainstay over the last few years. And you know, I think we should have another good year as far as that goes.
Twin Lakes Conference, East Sac County and Southeast Valley, who both finished ahead of you in the conference last year, they ought to be good again, and a few more, I'm sure, as well.
Yeah, oh yeah. You know, it's going to be a tough conference race, I think. You know, East Sac has their main pitcher back, obviously. They graduated some kids, but Southeast Valley has some good young players. They graduated a couple key pieces, though. They graduated their pitcher, their best pitcher. Sioux Central, you know, they have a couple, two, three of their better pitchers back. They graduated some position players. South Central Calhoun should be tough. They've got a pretty good junior class, and so, you know, it's night in, night out in the conference. It's going to be pretty tough. I think there's some pretty decent pitchers, and you have to be ready to play.
And your non-conference slate, beginning with the season opener next Monday, May 25th, when you host Spirit Lake, that ought to present some challenges too.
Oh yeah, you know, that's one thing. We always like to start off our season, kind of challenge us a little bit, get us ready for conference play, and we didn't take a break this year either. You know, we have Spirit Lake and Okoboji has some good, you know, young players, and you know, we just got a full slate that first week, and then we have our tournament on that Saturday, and we've got St. Ed's, Carroll Kemper, and Hinton coming in, and Hinton went to the state tournament last year, so that should be a fun time, and kind of give us a reading and kind of see where we're at, you know, and kind of go from there, I guess.
Yeah, OABCIG 2 later in the year. They'll be tough, and we'll be seeing you there for that one. And also Woodbury Central and Lawton Bronchens, just to name a couple more.
Yeah, no slouchy teams there, I can tell you that
definitely.
Much. And, perennial powers, and you know, it's going to be a tough test for us. And but I really feel like we're a lot more prepared coming into the season this year than we maybe have been in the past. So I'm really curious just to kind of get started and see where we're at. I think we're gonna be okay.
Well, we're ready to go too, Alt Aurelia Coach Dan Wendell talking Warrior Baseball. Thanks, Dan, and we'll be hearing more from you as the season goes along, I'm sure.
All right. I appreciate it, Ryan, and we'll be seeing you down the road.